Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
Food and Drug Administration's Center for Veterinary Medicine says if you're using certain flea or tick products, these are the kind of products that are chewables that your dog or cat goes munch, 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 munch. They taste good. They really work. The FDA is not saying they don't work, but the FDA is saying we are concerned. What are they concerned about? We'll find out exactly what those concerns are and what you can do about it if you are concerned about what they're concerned about. What? Well, we'll explain it all. Also, there's a new movie out. It's called Heiress. Actually, the movie's been out a while. It's been playing at film festivals. But unless you are hoity-toity and go to film festivals, you might not know about this film, which is about a kitty cat. It's kind of a sad story because the kitty cat ends up dying at the end of the movie of feline infectious peritonitis, or FIP. So it's not a feel-good movie, but it does offer an opportunity for all of us to learn about this illness. And now there's good news. There really is good news about what the Wynn Feline Foundation has been funding. And there's a drug that may actually work to help treat, at least in some cats, FIP. And we'll talk with Paul Castro Jr., who is the director and producer of the movie. Also, not a movie, but a book. Maybe they'll make a movie out of this book I wrote. It's a coloring book for kids. Okay, be a very short movie, I think. But I'll talk about this coloring book and how you also can get a copy of that book. Most of all, I'm here to answer your questions. I'm a certified dog and cat behavior consultant. So I'm here. I'm for you. It's free. No problem, right? 866-554-PETS. That's our phone number. 866-554-7387. And let's go to Illinois. Laura, you're in my state. What's going on with you?
Well, I kind of have a crazy dog. I love her, but she's crazy.
Okay.
Her name is Belle. She's a Westie. She's 7 years old. She'll be seven in July. And she likes to bark at anything and everything. If there is the slightest little noise, music changes in a TV commercial, she'll run into the room, bark, and chase her tail over and over for, it can go on for a good minute. And she does not have the typical Westie long tail. Her tail is really short, so she can never catch it.
That's got to be frustrating.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I don't know if that's part of it, that she can just never get it because it's so short. I mean, it's really, really short. That's why we picked her when we picked her out
well,
7 years ago.
Yeah, here's what's going on. You're walking down the street. She sees other dogs, and they have tails. So she comes home and chases what that little small stumpy tail she has because she has tail envy. No,
tail
don't
envy.
Don't believe what I just said. It makes no sense. I totally made that up. But I'm thinking you can try this. Give your dog other things. What's your dog's name?
Belle.
Belle. You said that. I'm sorry. Give Belle other things to do. So stuff a treat inside a Kong toy or a sterilized bone, for example. In fact, we will send you a Kong toy, but buy one before because it'll take a couple of weeks for us to get ours to you. And by giving her something else to do, it will keep her mind occupied in a way that we want that's more appropriate. It's sort of like occupational therapy.
Okay.
And hopefully that will prevent her from doing what you just described. Now, timing, we talked about timing earlier in the show. Timing really is everything. So if she begins doing this behavior, you don't want to reward her by giving her something good for that behavior. So you have to catch her either before it starts or once it starts, then call her to you, have her do something else, and then have her sit and then give Belle the sterilized bone with the treat inside or the Kong toy.
Okay.
Right. Now, if
that
you can't,
good.
Now, if this behavior happens all the time and it can't be interrupted, then it's conceivable that your dog has a compulsive disorder, believe it or not. And dogs who chase their tails all the time or swat at flies that aren't there and that sort of thing, it's like hand washing in people. And that's a more serious thing that you really would have to talk to your veterinarian about.
Okay.
And one more thing. I'm assuming, based on your description, but I shouldn't assume, that you've had your dog to the vet, so you've ruled out anal gland issues, potentially, or fleas, which are other reasons for dogs chasing their tail. Allergies are another one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, she does have allergies. She gets allergy shots, and she was actually just on amoxicillin, some form of that for dogs, for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So it could be, and this is why... It depends on, based on your description, it sounds like it's behavioral. However, oftentimes it does sound that way, or it wasn't originally behavioral, and then it turned into it, or there's a component of it that's really based on something physiological going on. And, you know, listen, if your dog itches back there and can't get to it, I mean, doesn't that drive you crazy when you have an itch like in the middle of your back that you almost can reach? You're so close, but you can't reach it. And that might be what's happening with your dog, too. So I don't know which of those, but your veterinarian can rule out the physical possibilities.
All right.
I know you'll want to order this coloring book that I wrote about dogs. It's called My New Puppy, but it really hopefully helps to educate children. I'll talk about all that in just a moment. By the way, our phone number, because I'm here for you, 866-554-PETS, toll-free, 866-554-7387. You're wondering why your cat is thinking outside the box or your dog is barking just too much? I'm here to help.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
He's dog's best friend, and cats, too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I am working on a book now. I'm very busy working on a book, trying to get this done so you can purchase the book. It's an ebook, so it'll be like $5. I don't know. I really don't know what they're going to charge for it, but it won't be all that expensive. And some of that book is about you. It's answering questions that you have asked me by calling into this very radio show. And I write about much more than that. I write about why I do this in the first place. And the answer is one dog that changed my life. Her name was Chaser, and I write about her. So I'm in the midst of writing this book, and I'm contacted, and it turns out that I end up saying yes to doing a children's book in the middle of everything. A children's book? I never thought I'd be doing that. It's a coloring book for kids. And it wasn't all that difficult to write because it's the bullet points about the human-animal bond with children and with pets and appropriate treatment of dogs in particular, because it's called My New Puppy. And it's a lot of fun. So I hope you go online. You can simply go to my website, stevedale.tv, and you can find the book and you could upload the book and there's no fee. They say at some point they may charge for this, but right now it's absolutely free, and the kids can do what they do. They can color. If they're young, too young, you can read the book to them. I think that'll take 5 minutes, maybe. Or maybe they can read it themselves if they're old enough to do that. It's a fun book, and really I hoped to get across some very basic messaging, not only for children, but for the adults that do read it. We do know that children that grow up with pets are more empathetic. We know that. There are lots of studies all over the world that have confirmed that. We also know that growing up with pets has other advantages as well. Potentially teaching kids responsibility. That's if the parents encourage it in the right way. But generally, that happens as well. It teaches kindness to kids. It teaches about another creature that you're caring for, and it teaches about caring for somebody else. Kids often don't have that lesson. It also turns out that young kids, very young kids, I'm talking about infants, that grow up with animals tend to actually be healthier as adults. Sounds crazy, right? And those who are exposed to dogs and cats at a very young age, I'm not talking toddlers, I'm talking infants again, they tend to be less likely to be allergic to cats or dogs as they grow up, but also less likely to have other allergies too. I mean, I know, it sounds, how can that be? But it turns out that studies all over are now confirming that that's the case. That's sort of the newest research that's out there. I think the overriding message also is to seek veterinary care. And increasingly now, so veterinary visits have been down for quite some time, but if you're a millennial, thank you, or Gen Xer, because you are beginning to understand in a big way that veterinary visits are consistent with what you want, and that is the best for your dog or your cat or whatever pet you happen to have. Again, the name of the book is called My New Puppy, and you can get that at no charge. It's on my website, stevedale.tv, stevedale.tv. And incidentally, you could sign up for my blog updates, my blog newsletter. That's free, and it informs you about sort of news and happenings that are going on in the pet world. I release those about once every week or sometimes once every other week. And it's information that we often talk about on the radio, but it's information which I hope is relevant to you. And sometimes it's just fun. Just fun, because after all, our pets make us smile, right? It's all, having a pet is also fun. No one forces us to have these pets. We choose to do it, and we must choose to do it for a reason. And I think part of that reason is the fun, the smiles that our dogs and cats plaster onto our faces. Again, the name of the book is My New Puppy. It's free, which means I don't make a lot of money on this thing. But I hope if you have kids or grandkids that you do, simply go to my website, stevedale.tv, upload the book, print it out if you'd like, and then the kids can color away. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Next, a conversation about a movie that I've been talking about from day one. It's called Ares. It's a short movie. It's a short documentary movie. It's been playing at film festivals all over the world, and now you will have an opportunity to see this film for free.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
In conjunction with the Wynn Feline Foundation, a nonprofit that supports cat health studies all over the planet, this gentleman not only acted in, directed, and produced a movie. It's called Ares, and it's a short film that played at film festivals around America and I think into Canada also. Won awards for that film festival. Paul Castro Jr., thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, Steve, it is my pleasure. My pleasure indeed.
So you made this movie. I mean, we're talking very upbeat, and we've got reason to be upbeat, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But really, you made this movie for a reason that isn't so upbeat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny you say that. It's, you know, we're very happy now, and I think that's a great way to be optimistic about this kind of situation that I found myself in, and many people do, is, you know, you have a cat or a kitten, very commonly, who's diagnosed with this disease called FIP, which is this deadly disease, and many people, you know, don't know anything about it, like I, my partner, Allie Miller, who is my co-writer and producer on this, and also actress, and, you know, it's this disease which is terribly, terribly just horrifying that affects so many cats, and it really destroys people emotionally and ultimately the cat at the end of the day.
For kittens in particular, feline infectious peritonitis, or FIP, it's the absolute thing you clearly do not want any cat that you have to get. There's no cure, there's no treatment. And Paul, when you realize that your kitten had this awful, awful illness, you responded in such a way that I need to do something about it.
Yeah, you know, for us, just the quick kind of story on this is we actually purchased this kitten, you know, about 3 years ago. We were looking to bring an animal into our home. Well, I was, not necessarily Allie at this point in time, because she was allergic to cats, and she, you know, hadn't had any experience growing up with them. I did. I've had cats, you know, my entire childhood. And we, you know, very, very kind of immature and just uninformed pet owners. You know, it would be our first experience actually having one for ourselves. And I came across this kitten who, you know, was emaciated, just looked extremely ill, and my heart went out to this cat, and I wound up bringing it home. And, you know, a day after having her, we brought it to the vet to get the checkup, and something, you know, red flags going off crazy in the veterinarian's eyes. You know, this cat is in terrible condition, has FIP, and, you know, we were kind of destroyed, left just, you know, what do we do? What is this? I have no idea. I've never even heard of this. What is this?
Yeah.
And basically told that our only option was to euthanize. So that's we decided from after experiencing this whole thing that happened in essentially 2 weeks, we had to do something. We had to kind of give this cat that changed our lives, because she just really ultimately at the end of the day taught myself and Allie really just how to love and care for another being, and something that, you know, you're the sole responsibility for. There's nobody else looking out for this animal except for you, the owner. And to see in her eyes just like depending on us to be there, and, you know, at night, you know, we were working, it always kind of warms my heart at how well and how much she changed us. And we decided, you know, what do we do? We're filmmakers, we're actors. What can we do to be a part of this story? And we decided, like, let's write a film. And at first we actually wrote a feature film, and we decided it's probably more realistic for us to convert this into a short film, both financially and just pragmatically. Like, we want to make this film soon, and we want to do it within this time period that we had off. And we wrote a short film. We shot it in like 5 days, and, you know, we found great organizations like the Wind, or foundations rather, like the Wind Feline Foundation, and we even worked with a nonprofit, Heaven on Earth Society for Animals, and then eventually Zen by Cat. And we just partnered up with these great people, made this film, and now we want to just keep continuing to spread awareness about this disease and feline health.
Now, if you're interested for the first time, people, without traveling to a film festival somewhere, you can see the movie in your own home.
That is true. That is true. We have, for the first time, put this film online. It's on Amazon Prime Video Direct. So if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can actually watch the film for free, which is an amazing incentive. Or you can rent it, or you can buy it. And if you do, please leave a review and let us know what you thought about the film. If you have FIP, feel free to share your story in those reviews. A lot of people have been kind of, you know, continuing to create a community. And there is, I mean, Steve, you can talk more about this, but even on like Facebook, FIP Fighters, it's just such a community of people who have no outlet to kind of express this emotion that they have dealing with this disease. And that's what we're hoping to be a part of and continuing to you know, be a part of.
Well,
this community of people.
The name of the movie again is Aries, A-E-R-I-S. Paul Castro Jr., thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. It was my pleasure.
Next, your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBot, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business, all for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. In Nevada, Sue, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank
good.
You.
Good. What's happening?
Well, I have a 6-year-old pit bull. Boxer mix I rescued 4 years ago.
Good for you.
And travels with me everywhere.
Great.
Last summer, we got into a car accident. Both of us were okay.
Good.
But she's scared to death to ride in the car now.
Yeah, I understand.
I gave her some Benadryl, tried to calm her down, but she just is terrified.
Okay, so stop the Benadryl.
Yeah.
So what Benadryl does is it makes you sleepy. It also helps with allergies. But it doesn't make you any less scared. So
yeah.
if now you're scared and you're sleepy, that's not really helpful.
Yeah, well,
so,
I only gave it to her a couple of times.
Yeah,
it isn't working, so I just didn't give it to her anymore.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't. So then you're thinking, well, what do I do? So here's what you can do, and I'll try to go through it. A desensitization counter-conditioning program, which is a fancy way of saying what I'm about to say. So you want to get your dog accustomed to the car, and there's some tools you could use along the way as well that I'll tell you about. First thing you do is you bring your dog down to the car, and you don't do anything. Just bring your dog down to the car, up to the car, and then go back in the house and feed your dog. And the purpose of feeding your dog after all this is your dog will understand something good is happening after the fact. Then what you do is you bring your dog to the car, open the back seat of the car, and toss some treats in there or something. But you don't sit in the front seat. You don't want to go anywhere. You're not going anywhere. Just toss some treats up there. And your dog, if they're good treats, will hopefully not be so afraid that your dog will jump in and gobble up the treats, let your dog jump out, and then a meal happens right after that. Or if you want, you can go for a walk because that's rewarding for dogs too.
Right.
You do that over and over and over until your dog is showing no hesitation whatsoever about going into the back seat to get those treats. Then what you do is you stuff something really good inside a Kong toy or
right.
another. It doesn't have to be that brand, but any toy that, you know, so it could be a hollow bone, a sterilized bone that you stuff treats inside. Anything that'll take a couple minutes for your dog to work on. So your dog is in the back seat of the car. You have not started the engine. You're not even sitting in the front seat. Or maybe you go in the front seat and you read the newspaper for 20 seconds. And then you leave the car. You do that over and over until your dog. This is a long process, but it really works.
Okay.
Then what I want you to do is actually sit in the front seat of the car while your dog's in the back seat, chomping on something, keep him busy. But paying no attention, you start the motor of the car. And then you turn it right off because you go nowhere except back in the house for your dog to get a meal. Got me so far?
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
Then what you do is you actually, assuming your dog is like happy to go, you could even give it a cue. Let's go to the car. And assuming your dog has no problem whatsoever with that, happy to go back there, chomp on the toy in the back seat. Then what you do, and by the way, at this point in time, you want to add an adaptal collar for your dog. I'll spell it. A-D-A-P-T-I-L. Adaptil.
Okay.
And what that is, it's a copy of a calming pheromone that'll help take off the edge. And at this point in time, we add that collar. And now you're actually in the car. You've started the car, and you are going to... Do you have a driveway?
No. I park on the street.
Okay. So you're going to pull out of your parking spot. Hope no one is waiting for that parking spot because you're going to pull right back into it.
Okay.
You're going nowhere. But you've started the car and you've, I guess, gone 5 feet. And then you've pulled right back into the parking space. Your dog goes out and your dog gets a meal. Or your dog gets to go on a walk. And you do that over and over and over again until the dog shows no signs whatsoever of anxiety. Now, once you get to that point, yeah, now I want you to go around the block. And when you come home, your dog gets a meal. And then you go around 2 blocks. When you come home, the dog gets a meal. And you can still provide something all this time in the back seat for your dog to chew on, to chomp on. That's fine. And at that point, now I want you to go somewhere with the dog that's fun. Now, if your dog likes dog parks, that's fine. If your dog likes pet stores, that's fine. If you have a friend who has a dog and you sometimes visit them, that's fine. Doesn't matter where it is, just somewhere where your dog is going to like. And that becomes your destination, so your dog will understand, okay, we go in the car, we go somewhere, and then we end up somewhere fun.
Okay.
And somewhere that's, you know, like 3, 5, 10 minutes away, but not somewhere an hour away.
Right.
And you will get to that point. Once you've gotten to that point, you're kind of home free.
Okay.
But the idea is to take it slow.
Yeah.
If the dog shows anxiety along the way, you know you've gone too far too fast, just back it up. The adaptal collar will help. Now, if your dog is physically getting car sick, I need to add a little to this, but you didn't say anything about that.
No, she didn't.
Okay, good. And
no, she just shakes like crazy.
Okay,
yeah.
So as I say, take it really, really slow, like I said, and your dog will be hopefully tolerant to the car ride and maybe even enjoying it.
Well, she acts excited about the car. She gets excited when I start getting ready to leave, like she used to.
Mm-hmm.
And she jumps in the car, and she's all ready to go.
until you go.
Once I start the car up and start moving, she lays down and starts shaking.
Right. So the beginning part will go fast.
Yeah.
Because your dog, unlike some other dogs that don't even want to go near the car, has no problem.
Really
So has no problem jumping in the car. You still take it kind of slow, but once you actually start the car is where you need to take it really slow. So you start the car, make sure your dog is okay back there. Your dog's busy chewing on something else. Your dog will see, I'm just starting the car, but I'm going nowhere. And then you get out of the car nonchalantly. Your dog gets a meal afterwards. And you might have to do this for weeks. But once you get beyond a certain point, you'll see that you'll be good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We'll do it. Thank you so very much.
Let us know what happens, and happy traveling.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, toll free. This is one of those questions that not only do you continue to ask me, because you email steve@petworldradio.net. And by the way, do email me your questions, but it's one of those questions that I think is so perennial. People have been asking for, I don't know, 300 years. Why does my dog bark at the mailman, and what do I do about it? My answer, and I do have one, next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats, and cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
Got critters on your critter? Fluffy and Fido love to be petted, of course, but fleas and ticks may make them too uncomfortable and unpleasant to enjoy this closeness. Visit the Companion Animal Parasite Council website at petsandparasites.org for more tips on staying healthy and keeping your pet free from parasites. And take that critter for a ride to see your veterinarian. Fluffy and Fido will thank you.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, veterinary technologist, fancy way of saying veterinary nurse, Debbie Martin is here to talk about her newest book, Puppy, Start
right.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of HeartGuard Plus, Ivermectin Parental.
Heartworm disease in our dogs is on the rise in the U.S., and the sad part is there's no reason for that. Monthly protection readily available from your veterinarian can prevent heartworm disease in your dog. But we aren't doing our part, according to Dr. Craig Pryor, president of the Companion Animal Parasite Council.
We've actually seen about a 20% increase in the prevalence from 2013 through 2017, which is really scary. One of the biggest issues is compliance. So clients are just not giving heartworm prevention year-round, 12 months of the year.
Heartworm disease has been reported in all 50 states with over 100,000 confirmed cases last year. Don't put your dog at risk. Speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate heartworm preventive for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with HeartGuard Plus Ivermectin Parental. Test dogs for infection prior to use. In rare cases, digestive and neurological side effects have been reported. For full prescribing information, talk to your veterinarian. Visit HeartGuard.com or call 888-637-4251.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my dog won't stop barking at the mailman. I can't tell the mailman when not to come, and since I'm not usually home when he does arrive, I can't tell Barney not to bark. Even when I close the blinds, Barney manages to push them aside so he can see outside and still barks at the mailman. Do you have any advice? Well, let me back up a step and talk about why dogs bark at the mailman in the first place. Or these days, the guy who delivers the Amazon package or the FedEx guy or on and on, right? Well, it's because the dogs have done their job. See, here's what happens. Person comes. Dog alerts. That's what dogs do because they are dogs. So the dog alerts. Woof, woof, woof. Person goes away. Because the person dropped off the package or delivered the mail or whatever. So the dog thinks, I've done my job. I do this. I go woof, woof, woof. And the person goes away. That is simply why dogs bark at the mailman. It's reinforcing. So what do you do about it? Well, you could keep Barney in another part of the house. See, when we're not there to readjust the dog's attitude, to give the dog something else to do, which would be an idea for something to do if you are there. But if we're not there, what can you do? You can't do much. Yeah, I know people come up with all these ideas, like an automatic spray device that sprays the dog. I don't like any of that. I prefer just keeping the dog in another part of the house. That'll solve the problem. I mean, your dog, if assuming your place is large enough to do that, whether there's a basement, a second bedroom, a den, or close off that part of the house where the dog is moving the blinds to see the mailman is coming. Additionally, what you can do is pump up the music on the radio, stereo, iTunes player, whatever it is you have, or better, maybe your favorite talk show, turn that on. And that way the dog won't as easily hear the mailman coming up the steps or wherever the mailman goes. So how do you know your dog is barking at the mail carrier if you're not home? I'm curious about that. Are family members telling you about this? Maybe the neighbors are telling you about it. So maybe there's other issues going on with this dog. I'm not saying there are. I'm just saying, well, I wonder if the dog is more than barking at the mailman. The dog has some separation distress going on. Or there may be continuous barking longer than when the mailman arrives and the dog is just barking in general when you're not there. I hope, anyway, I've answered your question. You can email me your question, steve@petworldradio.net. So it's not every day the FDA issues an alert about anything. So when they do, we should pay attention. And now they've issued one about some flea and tick products. And a representative of the Center for Veterinary Medicine at the Food and Drug Administration will be here next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with car checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Food and Drug Administration doesn't offer alerts every day to pet owners, but when they do, in part because they don't offer these alerts every day, we kind of wonder, what does this really mean? We're going to find out right now. Dr. Martine Hartogensis is the Deputy Director of the Office of Surveillance and Compliance at the Center for Veterinary Medicine. With the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA came out and said recently there is a class of products that we use for flea and tick prevention, and I'll let you talk about that class of product. that is causing enough problems, neurologic problems generally, in some dogs and cats where we have a concern. Did I set that up correctly?
Yeah, perfect. So the four products that we listed in our update were Bravecto, NexGard, Simparico, and then there's a newly approved product, Credelio.
Mm-hmm. And the reason for the concern, now all those products have something in common. They're all the chewable products that you give your pet, and from the inside out, fleas and ticks are destroyed. So all those products have that in common, and I believe a common chemical as well. Am I right?
They have a common class of chemical, yes, correct.
Correct. Okay. So how concerned should we be?
These products have been extremely widely marketed. They're very, very popular, and they are prescription products that are veterinarians may prescribe for, you know, for your pet and for flea and tick prevention. And they've been extremely successful and extremely popular. However, because they are so widely used, as we collect adverse drug event data through the years, as these products have been on the market, we discover things about them that weren't discovered in the pre-approval process. And so what we are seeing now is reports of these neurologic events they are rare. Adverse events such as ataxia or stumbling and weakness, tremors, and even seizures in some dogs. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're bad. We just want people to be aware of these risks. And this is somewhat common for any newly approved drug that we will, you know, monitor very closely in the post-approval, you know, once the product is being marketed. And it's just something that we detected through that process, and we want the public to be aware of it.
Now, to my knowledge, you are not saying these products don't work.
Correct.
So these products do what they're supposed to do. It turns out for some individual animals, there is an increased chance of what you previously thought of what you just described. So I'm hearing from pet owners two things that I'd like you to comment on. First of all, I'm sure you'd agree with me. If you have any concerns, see your veterinarian. I'm guessing you absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, in fine tuning this communication, what we really are seeing is dogs perhaps that have a pre-existing either epilepsy or they've had seizures in the past, that perhaps that's something that they might want to talk to their veterinarian about and have that discussion whether these products are the right medication for their pet. And so that's all we're saying is that, you know, potentially these are adverse events they may see, but as I mentioned, they're extremely widely marketed, and there's just a lot of dogs, millions of dogs that are taking these products.
Having said that, if you have concerns, so some people say, you know what, I want to go back to that spot on product, you know, the kind you apply on the back of the dog or cat's neck.
So the spot-on products, those are actually regulated by EPA, most of them. And so they have their own set of risks that may be different from these oral products. And so, again, that's another conversation with your veterinarian on what is appropriate. Perhaps some of the spot-on products, if the dog swims a lot or has a lot of bathing, you know, perhaps that, you know, isn't a great option for that pet. We don't blindly, you know, give every single pet the same exact thing. It really depends on the pet and what is right for that particular pet.
So a spot-on product could be a viable option. See your veterinarian. As far as doing nothing, tick disease is not something you want your dog to get. Fleas are a problem potentially not only for our dogs but for us, so we definitely need to do something, in my opinion, that's based on science.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, and I thank you really for the work the Food and Drug Administration Center for Veterinary Medicine does. You guys are superstars. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.